The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear that we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday. Boy, another new week all over again. You know, did I do something to somebody that somebody wished my life away? You know, I've often said that it seems as if your life has been pre-recorded. And I said this so many years ago that there were no DVDs. There were no computer burners, so everybody used VHS. And it's like, remember you could fast forward on VHS tapes and you could see the images, but there was no sound? And I liken what's happening to time. It's like somebody hits the fast forward on the VCR of your life. You just get images, and they're going by rather rapidly. Here we are at another Monday, 6th day of June, 2011. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I have Tex Mars coming on. And this is, they're going to have to shoot Tex to stop him. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Bombastic book. And we're going to tell you all about it in about a half. Well, you may have heard that there's a latest engagement. Boy, see how this stuff all kind of falls in here? Yeah, it's the Israelis going after the Syrians. Details are sketchy, but the lies have already come out. I was watching financial news shows, and there was just somebody that was all a Twitter and aghast. Oh, you know, the Israelis must have had a good reason for doing this. Sure. I'm sure in their own mind they're justified in doing just about anything. And they have, and will continue to do so, because there's no power on this earth that smacks down the Israelis when they do wrong. And there's a good reason for that, because their brethren are in just about everything. I don't care if it's, you know, I've said this several times, and people just don't want to believe it. You know, if you thought the mobs in Chicago, remember the shoot 'em up, bang bang, St. Valentine massacre kind of people? Yeah, that was the Italian mafia. Yeah, the Jews. I mean, take a look at who's behind them. God, people. Well, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm just trying to save the good Jews out there a lot of heartache and a lot of pain from being looked down upon because you've got people running around claiming to be Jews but really are not. I'm actually trying to save the Jews bacon. I guess that wouldn't be correct, would it? Yeah, okay. At any rate, I'll have Tex Mars up here at the bottom of the hour. But what else could you say? You're trying to save their chutzpah? I don't know. But save their bacon was the first thing that came to mind. I'll make atonement. I won't. I'll only eat fish on Friday. At any rate, we'll break. We'll be back. I want to get into this. The troops over there, please come home, because you're not defending our freedom over there. You're destroying it.
Extend your life with Extend Dovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jacob G. Hornberger, he is the founder and president of the Future of Freedom Foundation. He was born and raised in Laredo, Texas, received his BA in economics from Virginia Military Institute, and his law degree from the University of Texas. He was a trial attorney for 12 years in Texas. He also was an adjunct professor at the University of Dallas, where he taught law and economics. In 1987, Hornberger left the practice of law to become director of programs at the Foundation for Economic Education in Irvington on the Hudson and publisher of The Freeman. In 1989, he founded the Future of Freedom Foundation. He's a regular writer for the foundation's publication, Freedom Daily. Fluent in Spanish and conversant in Italian, he has delivered speeches and engaged in debates and discussions about free market principles with groups all over the United States, as well as Canada, England, Europe, Latin America, Brazil, Cuba, Bolivia, Mexico, Costa Rica, and Argentina. He also advanced freedom for free markets on talk radio stations all across the country, as well as on Fox News, Neil Cavuto, Greta Van Susteren shows. Recently, he was appeared with Judge Andrew Napolitano. His editorials appeared in Washington Post, Charlotte Observer, La Prensa, San Diego, El Nuevo Miami Herald, and others. And he's also a co-editor or contributor in 8 books, and has that's been published by the foundation. Now, the reason why I gave you the guy's bio and background is because what I'm about ready to read to you is all of what I've tried to say, but didn't say it as well as this guy has. In his May 31st offering, he says, yesterday, dear troops, yesterday, Memorial Day, some people asserted once again that you are defending our freedoms overseas. Nothing could be further from the truth. Those people are just repeating tired old mantras. The reality is that you're not defending our freedoms and your actions overseas. In fact, it's the exact opposite. Your action overseas are placing our freedoms here at home in ever greater jeopardy. Considering your occupation of Iraq, a country that, as you know, never attacked the United States, making it the defender in a war and the United States as the aggressor. Think about that. Every single person that the troops have killed, maimed, or tortured in Iraq have absolutely nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks. Yet the countless victims of the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq have friends and relatives, many of whom have become filled with anger and rage, and who now would stop at nothing to retaliate with terrorist attacks against Americans. Pray tell, how does that constitute defending our freedoms? It was no different prior to 9/11. At the end of the Persian Gulf War, the troops intentionally destroyed Iraq's water and sewage facilities after a Pentagon study showed that this would help spread infectious illnesses among the Iraqi people. It worked. For 11 years after that, the troops enforced the cruel and brutal sanctions on Iraq that killed hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children. You'll recall U.S. Ambassador to UN Madeleine Albright's infamous statement that the deaths of a half a million Iraqi children from the sanctions were worth it. By it, she meant she attempted the attempted ouster of Saddam Hussein from power. You will recall that he was a dictator who was the U.S. government's ally and partner during the 1980s when the United States was furnishing him with those infamous weapons of mass destruction that U.S. officials later used to excite the American people into supporting your invasion of Iraq. The truth is that 9/11 furnished U.S. officials with the excuse to do what their sanctions and the deaths of all those Iraqi children had failed to accomplish. Ridding Iraq of Saddam Hussein and replacing him with a U.S.-approved regime. That's what your post-9/11 invasion of Iraq was all about. To achieve the regime change that the pre-1911 deadly sanctions that killed all those children had failed to achieve. No, not mushroom clouds, not freedom, not democracy, and certainly not defending our freedoms here at home, just plain old regime change. In the process, all that you, the troops, have done with your invasion and occupation of Iraq is produce even more enmity toward the United States by people in the Middle East, especially those Iraqis who have lost loved ones or friends in the process or simply watched their country being destroyed. In principle, it's no different with Afghanistan. I'd estimate that 99% of the people that the troops have killed, maimed, or tortured in that country had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. Why did you invade Afghanistan? Or more precisely, why did Bush order you to do so? No, not because the Taliban participated in the 9/11 attacks, and no, not because the Taliban were even aware the attacks were going to take place. Bush ordered the troops to invade Afghanistan and, of course, kill Afghan citizens in the process because the Afghan government, the Taliban, refused to comply with his unconditional extradition demand. You will recall that the Taliban offered to turn bin Laden over to an independent tribunal to stand trial upon the receipt of evidence from the United States indicating his complicity in the 9/11 attacks. Bush responded to the Taliban's offer by issuing his order to the troops to invade Afghanistan, kill Afghans, and occupy the country. In the process, U.S. officials installed one of the most crooked, corrupt, and dictatorial rulers it could find to govern the country, one who is so incompetent he cannot even hide the manifest fraud by which he has supposedly been elected to office. In the process of installing and defending the Karzai regime, The troops have killed brides, grooms, children, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, and countrymen, most of whom never attacked the United States on 9/11 or at any other time. They simply became collateral damage or bad guys for having the audacity to oppose the invasion and occupy the occupation of their country by a foreign regime. Now, it should be noted for the record that the U.S. officials considered these types of bad guys, as well as Osama bin Laden and other fundamentalist Muslims, to be good guys when they were trying to oust Soviet troops from Afghanistan. Was there another way to bring bin Laden to justice? Yes, the criminal justice route, which was the route used after the 1993 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. That's right, same target, different date. In fact, the accused terrorist, Ramzi Youssef, in 1993, and Osama bin Laden in 2001, were ultimately located in the same country, Pakistan. In Youssef's case, he was arrested some 3 years after the attack, brought back to the United States, prosecuted and convicted in federal court. He's now serving a life sentence in a federal penitentiary. No invasions, no bombings, no occupations, no killing of countless innocent people, no torture, no war on terrorism, and no anger and rage that such actions inevitably would have produced among the victims, their families, their friends. In bin Laden's case, we instead got a military invasion and occupation of Afghanistan, where the troops have killed, maimed, tortured, and hurt countless people who had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks. How in the world have your invasions and occupation of Afghanistan and Iraq defended freedoms here at home? Indeed, how have the assassinations and bombings in Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, and who knows where else defended our freedoms? All these things have accomplished is keeping foreigners angry at us, thereby subjecting us to the constant and ever-growing threat of terrorist retaliation here at home. As I pointed out before, the U.S. military, that is, you, the troops, have become the biggest terrorist-producing machine in history. Every time you kill some Iraqi or Afghan citizen, even when accidental, 10 or more offer to take his place out of anger and rage. That's the same thing that was happening prior to 9/11. In fact, there were some, including those of us here at the Future of Freedom Foundation, who were warning prior to 9/11 that unless the U.S. empire stopped what it was doing to people in the Middle East, including the deadly sanctions in Iraq, the support of the Middle East dictators, the stationing of U.S. troops near Islamic holy lands, and the unconditional money and armaments to Israel's regime, Americans would be increasingly subject to terrorist attacks. On 9/11, we were proven right, unfortunately. How does the constant threat of terrorist retaliation arising from your actions in Iraq and Afghanistan make us freer at home, especially when you, the troops, are responsible for engendering the anger and rage that culminates in such threats, owing to what you're doing to people over there? Consider also what the U.S. government does to our freedoms here at home as a direct consequence of the terrorist threat that you, the troops, are producing over there. It uses that threat of terrorism to infringe upon our freedoms here at home. You know what I mean. The fondling at the airports, the 10-year-old Patriot Act, the illegal spying on Americans, the indefinite detentions, the torture, the kangaroo tribunals, Gitmo, and the entire war on terrorism, all necessary, they tell us, to keep us safe from terrorists. That is, the people you are all producing with your actions over there. In other words, if you all weren't producing an endless stream of terrorists with your invasions, occupations, torture, assassinations, bombings, and Gitmo, the U.S. government, the entity you are working for, would no longer have that excuse for taking away our freedoms. This past Sunday, the Washington Post carried an article about American wives who were recently greeting their husbands of their return from Afghanistan. I'll tell you what this lady, Annie Kolicki, 24 years old, said to her husband. We'll catch that on the other side. Tex Mars coming up at the bottom of the hour. Conspiracy of the six-pointed star.
Hi, Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
So, newlywed Annie Krolicki, 24 years of age, commented to her husband on the death of one of her friends, her husband's friends, that's a misprint, it's a pointless war, she said. That lady had her head on straight. She has a grip on reality, doesn't deal in tired old mantras, and speaks the truth. Every U.S. soldier who dies in Iraq and Afghanistan dies for nothing, which was the same thing that some 58,000 men of my generation died for in Vietnam. Please don't write to tell me that you're all good people or that you're patriots for simply following whatever orders you're given. All that is irrelevant. What matters is what you are doing over there and what you are doing is not defending our freedoms. You are jeopardizing them. Sincerely, Jacob G. Hornberger, President, the Future of Freedom Foundation. And, folks, when I discovered in Vietnam, you know, I was one of those guys that was due to go over there. And I thought, you know what? I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna get her done. Yeah, so I joined the military for the extra year, and I've told you the story before. So when the Army wanted to cancel my contract and send me over to their useless little war, it was a UN operation, just as Korea was, just as the entire Middle East, Gulf War I and Gulf War I Part II, just as all these other operations are. They're not saying the word United Nations. They're using the term NATO, which is North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is nothing but a front dummy for the UN any damn way. So, you know, could I take exception to a few of the things in his article? I could. But this letter was designed for the troops. And essentially, he is correct. You know, what happened in Vietnam once we left? Remember all the atrocities that went on? How many millions of people that were killed in the purges? Because obviously these people weren't down with communism. United States says, hey, we'll help you, just as the French and the British did before the U.S. got there. And nobody really wanted to seem to really want to put the clamps down on communism. You know, if I was in the theater of war and my job was to win Vietnam, I would have won the damn thing. Some people have suggested, well, the reason why we didn't go after North Vietnam is because we didn't want to anger the Chinese and engage them in war. No. If we would listen to one of the better generals of World War II, what was his name, old Blood and Guts? Hey, while we're here, we got the armament, we got the men, let's go kick the hell out of the Ruskies, because guess what? They're a bunch of damn communists. You would not have had communist Russia. So why did the English and the French, why did their attempts fail? Maybe for the same reasons ours failed, because we weren't really interested in killing communism. We're interested in making a hell of a lot of money. Oh, and the collateral damage, the you know, in Vietnam, the youngest people that never went into a theater of war, a police action, 18, 19 years old. You know, that's just, hey, that's part of doing business. There's going to be some people that die. Really. Okay. And in the Middle East, we have absolutely no tangible or plausible security reasons for being over there. None. And if they thought they had before, maybe securing oil over there and keep the dollar tied to the oil, well, guess what? That's blown apart, so you really don't have any reason. I've heard other reasons that, you know, they got a lot of valuable metals in Afghanistan. Well, maybe they do. Did anybody ever think of maybe purchasing it from them? Or if we need oil to purchase oil, how much money are we spending taking the stuff from everybody? Angering the entire world. Fueling, maybe. And the reason why that story gripped me is because I've said many times, if there have not been any legitimate terrorist threat in this country, there soon may be. Most of the stuff that I've seen, our government, USDA, grade A SAMI, government ops. Time and time and time again, not only in this country, but other countries around the world, they have these terrorist attacks. And it turns out that most of the assets belong to intelligence groups. Because you got to fake it until you make it. Until you kill enough people worldwide, I guess, to really anger the Islamic folks, I guess we'll just have to plan a bunch of false flag operations in people's minds to justify ripping them around, taking all your freedoms from you. Yeah, Israel is under threat. Yeah, I get that. With 400 nuclear weapons at your disposal and not one country in the Middle East having atomic weapons, yeah, you guys are really in trouble.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Tex Mars, author of over 40 books, including the number one bestseller, Dark Secrets of the New Age and Codex Magica, Secret Signs, Mysterious Symbols, and Hidden Codes of the Illuminati. He's a retired career U.S. Air Force officer, has taught at the University of Texas at Austin, and has appeared on radio and TV talk shows across America. And he's been doing his own program on WWCR for a lot of years. Hello, Tex Mars. How are you?
Hey, John. Great to be with you, with a real old friend, almost an Austinite, besides.
Well, almost. By the way, how long have you been doing radio?
You know, I guess over 20 years. I can't really recall. But you know, we have been on WWCR. I guess we're one of the oldest programs on there in terms of the Patriot or the Truth community that we like to call it, which I think is very accurate. So well over 20 years, and of course we've had our PowerOfProphecy.com internet show for a number of years too. I guess we're sort of a pioneer in that. In that way, I don't know if older is better, but we have been around. But you know, you have Republic is getting an incredible, wonderful reputation too. You've been in it a long time.
Well, I have been at least this go around and in this format. As a matter of fact, a couple days ago we had our 7th anniversary.
Wow! Is that, well, I want to tell people that I have person have been in your studios before, there, unless you've moved since then. They were very, very nice. I met your very precious wife. Very, very impressed with what you were doing. But I've always considered you a friend and a man of integrity, so I'm glad to be with you today again.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, what a day. It's a perfect day. I just read an open letter to the troops. You're not defending our freedoms. Of all the reasons that the government gives why we're over in Afghanistan and bombing the snot out of Pakistan, going after Muammar Gaddafi and, of course, missing him, and all the assorted reasons, none of which I see for national security reasons in the Middle East, and, well, our good friends the Israelis, always being the eternal victim, you know, they're under no threat because they think they have, what, 400 nuclear weapons now?
Well, that's right. They have 400 nuclear weapons. And one of the things I show in my new book, Conspiracy of the Sixth One of Star, is that Israel actually has those weapons courtesy of Israeli spies. I say Israeli spies. Really, they were American citizens, people, you know, like Jonathan Pollard, and even before him, Oppenheimer, the Rosenbergs, you know, who were put to death, executed, because they gave America's atomic secrets to the Soviet Union, to a communist Russia. But also, we now know that people like Abraham Feinberg, and I mentioned him in my book, somebody that most people say, who is that, Abraham Feinberg? We now know that he was one of the people, a Jew, born in America, a billionaire, but he also assisted Israel in stealing the blueprints and the all the materials, you know, what they call heavy water, uranium and so forth, materials for their nuclear bombs. So it wasn't because of Israeli genius or their science or whatever. It was simply that that really traitorous Israeli people born in America but Israeli and consider themselves having allegiance first to Israel, meaning they really have no national love for America. They're not patriots. But that's how Israel got its weapons. And not only do they have those nuclear weapons, but they've got the really one of the top five military forces in the world, all because of American taxpayers. You know, we've given them everything they've got. We give them what they call loans, but they never pay it back. They're always forgiven. So one financial expert has said that since 1948, when Israel was founded as a nation, again, thanks to the United States, because we were one of the only countries in the world that wanted them to be a nation, because we knew what would happen. But it has been said that we have given them up to $5 trillion. You know, somebody once told me, John, they said, you know, I visited the cities, the towns and villages of the Palestinians, and then I visited Tel Aviv, Haifa, and all the cities of Israel. And Israel is so much, you know, the Jews are so much more prosperous. And they've got these, you know, Mercedes going, you know, 80 miles an hour down the freeways. And the women are laying out in their fancy bikinis out on the beach. And they've got these in Tel Aviv. They've got their financial district with big bank skyscrapers beaming up to the sky. I guess, you know, the Jews are just so much better off because they work so much harder. They're so much smarter than the Palestinians. And it almost made me sick to think that, yeah, I think it's something called $10 to $30 billion a year from American taxpayers. They're basically a welfare case of America. So everything they've got, we've given to them. The Palestinians get nothing from us. Last year, American foreign aid, I think $200 million only went to the Palestinians, but it was stopped. It was given through Israel. Well, guess what? They decided not to give it to the Palestinians, to punish them. So we give no aid, really, foreign aid, to the Palestinians, but we give billions. And by the way, that's just direct money. But there's all kinds of military assistance. Even when I was an Air Force officer, we were forced to give up some of our top secrets to Israeli military forces. I'll never forget one general that I worked for. He was mortified. I want to tell your audience about this because they need to know this. I was stationed over in Europe, And he had just got back from Vietnam, and he was sick. He was absolutely sick, this Air Force general. Lockheed had just developed some new, what we call, you know, the black boxes, counter missiles and so forth. In other words, the electronic countermeasure, ECM, that we could protect our airplanes from the missiles that were being shot at us from by the communist North Vietnamese. But we were required to give those new electronic gadgets and materials to the Israeli Air Force first. They got first dibs on them. Our own White House and Department of Defense gave all of the top secret new equipment to the Israeli Air Force. And I'll never forget also, John, when somebody mentioned how, you know, back during one of the wars that Israel had with Lebanon and with Syria, I think Israel shot down 73 Syrian jets, and there was not one Israeli loss. And actually, John Hagee and these pastors like him, these Zionist Christians, so-called, they said that must have been a miracle from God, because Israel shot down 73 Arab airplanes and didn't have one lost. And me and my Air Force officer friends said it was a miracle, all right. It was a miracle from the Defense Department, thanks to billions of dollars of secret weapons given to Israel. They had the technology in the aircraft that we had given them, and the Syrians were forced to buy their aircraft through the inferior Soviet Union at the time. So all of these things are secrets, but I try to reveal as many as I can in my new book. So we need to know. No, it wasn't thanks to God that they shot down 73 airplanes. It was thanks to American technology and the American taxpayers' money that was, you know, lorded out to Israel rather than the Arabs. So this has been the case since 1948.
By the way, you had to mention our fun guy down there in San Antonio at the Cornerstone Baptist Church. Here's, by way of Glenn Beck, and since Glenn Beck is creation of God, I guess you could say it came directly from God.
Okay.
But here is John Hagee on Glenn Beck's program spewing the stuff about Israel once again.
So let me ask the audience. How is it that we are taking the word of Hamas? How is it that we are taking the words here of our enemies, and we are using them to point to Israel? Why? Does anybody here have an answer on, Pastor, maybe you have an answer. Why are the American people buying into this?
The American people are buying into this because they do not recognize Israel's relationship to history, to the Word of God, and to what they mean to America as a democracy. America should stand by Israel because Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. Israel has been America's friend, who votes with us more in the UN than any other nation. Israel also has a very unique relationship with a superpower that a secular society in America does not recognize, and that would be God Almighty. God has created Israel. God has said, I am the defender of Israel, for he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. God has said through the prophet Joel that any nation, that would include America, who tries to divide the land of Israel or the city of Jerusalem will be brought to judgment. Therefore, it's very clear to say that the day America turns its back on Israel, God will turn its back on America.
Do you think that it would matter that the American people haven't? Because I don't think the American people, we're watching this on the news. We're watching, and we all know, and we're thinking, did September 11th not happen? When we see the Fogel family brutally murdered, and then you have the same people out giving out candy in the streets and cake exactly the way they did on 9/11, do we not remember? These are the same people. So does it matter that it is the administration that is lying their way into this situation? Or No, they are lying their way into it. This is a covert op.
This is a situation where from Morocco to Turkey, simultaneously, you see these nations in revolt, all moving in the same direction. I believe that Iran, through the Islamic Brotherhood, is orchestrating all of this for the purpose of attacking Israel.
Yeah. Well, how many different things could you find wrong with Mr. Hagee's presumptions?
Well, first of all, you noticed that he quoted a couple of Old Testament verses claiming, you know, that God favors Israel. But you know, this is sort of like a guy who's been married five times and somebody goes back and plays his first, the tape of the first marriage and says, see there, Jack's going to be faithful forever. He said he would. But they forget about the fact that he cheated on his wife four times, ran off and with the younger women, and but let me just say this. First of all, the reason they use the Old Testament is because God told Israel, the nation of Israel, that he would favor them and he would reward them if they obeyed his word. But unfortunately, you know, this is true. You know, I have employees that work for me in my ministry. You have employees, John, there at Republic Network. Now, if they do their jobs, they will get their paychecks, and they'll be with you a long, long time. But if they miss work, they get drunk, they don't show up, they don't do a good job for you, your network is hurt because of it, you're going to have to get rid of them eventually. You'll give them a lot of chances. I know you will. You're a kind man. But you're compassionate. But eventually you're going to say, that's it. I've had it with you. Now, this is the problem. You see, God said, if you will do what I tell you to do and obey me, I will reward you. Well, they didn't. Not only that, they crucified the very Son of God, Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to the end of the book. You see, this is like, you know, a mystery, and you think this person is the guilty party or that party, you know, an old Mickey Spillane, mystery novel or a Christie novel or something. But here's the point. You have to go to the end of the book. Now, let's just go to what Jesus said. Let's go to what the apostles said. Let's go to the whole New Testament, Matthew 21:43, which is something that John Hagee evidently would prefer not be in the Bible. He's taken his scissors out. This is after the Old Testament quotes that he gave you, Matthew 21, verse 43, Jesus told Israel and the Jews directly. He says, the kingdom is taken away from you. Now, I don't know how you, what part of that does John Hagee not understand? The kingdom is taken away from you. Now, here's another, Matthew 23, verse 24. Jesus declared that the house of Israel, he named it directly, the house of Israel, would remain desolate until he returns. Remains desolate. The whole house of Israel, all the Israeli people. Desolate means void of anything good, void of any moral or spiritual value. He said the temple would be destroyed. And you know what? In 70 A.D. it was. Now, anyone that would seek to rebuild that temple is in defiance of Jesus Christ. You know what they say in marriage, you know, let no man put asunder, you know, what God has joined? Well, this is the problem, that God took away the blessing from Israel, the physical Israel, that is. He destroyed their very temple. He dispersed them throughout the world. He declared them desolate. He said, the kingdom is taken away from you. And can you believe the gall and audacity of this John Hagee from San Antonio to come and say, I don't care what you said, Jesus, to hell with you. I want the Jews to be prosperous, and I want to reward them, and I want to give them all these things, and I want to give them American aid. And I know you will reward me for that, God. You will bless me for blessing Israel. Well, no, he won't. Here's why. The leaders of Israel, in their own holy book, John, this is a terrible thing to think about it. The Jews do not have the Old Testament for their holy book. They have the Talmud. And it's called the Babylonian Talmud for good reason. What does it say about Jesus? It says Jesus was a blasphemer. Jesus was a fornicator. Jesus was a magician. Jesus was the son of a whore, Mary. And they say that Jesus today is burning in fiery excrement in hell forever. Now, you know what? The Muslims don't say that in their Quran. The Hindus don't say that in their Bhagavad Gita. But the Jews do. And in my book, Conspiracy of the Sixth Morning Star, I quote a man that they actually call America's rabbi, Shmuley Boteach. You know what he says about the New Testament? It's a bunch of cheap forgery. Abe Foxman, head of the ADL, says the New Testament is responsible for 6 million dying of the Holocaust.
Hold on 1 second. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
All right, we are back. I have Tex Mars with me today, author of many books, but his latest, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. And Tex, you know, people are claiming through the medias that Sharia law is trying to take over. And I find this rather fascinating because if you were to take Islamic law and juxtapose that against the Kabbalist, the Talmudist, I mean, here are people that even proclaim that anything other than gold, in they're not down with the usury thing. You know, the Muslims in these countries that, thanks to the British, we now have the territorial markers that we have, and the British being over in the Middle East is a whole other story, but we now have people claiming through the very media that you know who owns is these are a bunch of radical Islamic, they want to kill Americans, they hate us all, the Quran is a hate book, blah. What, Tex, what do you say to this?
Well, you know, as a Christian, and I've read the Quran and done a lot of research on the Quran and also other Islamic writings in the Hadith, Paul. First of all, it is true, I believe, and there are certainly things that are going on in the Muslim faith, what they do to women, of course, and these honor killings, and just some, I think, some horrible things. Now, that doesn't mean that Christians haven't misinterpreted the Bible and also done some horrible things in history. So, you know, I'm not going to just, like, go out and sanction or approve Sharia law.
No, I understand that.
You know, and I know you wouldn't either. If you compare it with the Talmud, though, there is no there is no comparison. You know, the Catholic priest who went over to, there was a Catholic priest, and he's in my book, by the way, I talk about it, went over to Israel and worked on the Dead Sea Scrolls for many years. He finally got so disgusted with what was going on in Israel that he could see among the Jews, that he gave a press conference and said that Judaism is the most horrible religion in the world. Well, the Jews got so angry at him, they pulled, you know, his, they made him leave the country. But he was one of the top experts on the Dead Sea Scrolls. But it is the most horrible religion in the world. I do not know of any other religion, Hinduism, where, you know, they worship the Mother Kali, the cobra snake goddess, and those kinds of things, and worship rats and so forth. That's pretty vile, I would admit. But I don't think anything is more selfish and repulsive than the Talmud. Now, what people don't understand, and I'll tell you, I can go into a Baptist church or an Assembly of God church here in my home city, and you can too, and you can ask them, what is the Jews' holy book that their religion is based on? They will tell you it's the Old Testament, but it is not.
They had 18 volumes. They kind of threw their own law in there, pretty much what the Mormons did. They came out with their Book of Mormon. You know, and I always ask the Mormons whenever I get a chance, you know, isn't the Bible good enough? You had to have an adjunct to that? At any rate, we've got to take the top of the hour break here. My guest today, Tex Mars. Tex, when we get back from the break, I would like you to explain to people, because I've been accused of being anti-Semitic, and I said, no, I'm just trying to salvage for the rest of the Jews out there, the ones that aren't down with all this stuff. I'm trying to liberate them. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The next